Good morning. Today is Saturday, April 1st, 2017, and I would like to welcome you to the first of 31 days of readings from my book, Verses of Victory. This book is a 31-day devotional to educate, motivate, and stimulate those who seek victory. It's full of Bible verses that are relevant and empowering. And this book actually started as a challenge to myself to see how many Bible verses I actually knew. And I'd like to read first from the introduction before we get started. It says, "How on earth can we live victoriously with so many trials, tribulations, and problems present in our everyday lives?" I'll tell you how. The great book of the Bible has already provided the instructions. It is the operator's manual written by the Creator himself. All we need do is stop pretending that we have all the answers and seek the answers in his word. The Bible is packed full of verses that point the way to our victory. On the back of the book, it says, "Do you struggle to find victory in the difficult situations of life? Have you ever felt that there is no hope, no way out, or maybe even that God doesn't love you? If you have ever felt this way, know that you are not alone. We as Christians sometimes feel that no one truly understands when we go through hardships. After all, aren't we supposed to be worry-free once we begin to follow in Christ's footsteps? Not so. In fact, sometimes as Christians, the difficulties we face seem even harsher, more gut-wrenching than what others go through. Just know the devil is fighting you every step of the way. Why, you ask? Because he knows the blessings that are waiting for you are just around the corner. But as the Bible assures, our God will never leave you nor forsake you. So do not fear. Accept that God does love you, and through him, the victory has already been won." So again, today is day one, April 1st, 2017. The Bible verse is from Jeremiah 29:11, one of my favorites. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Again, that's Jeremiah 29:11, and that is the NIV, New International Version. I love to plan, event planning in particular. Nothing gets me more excited than planning an event and taking all the necessary steps to see that event come to fruition. I make the phone calls, coordinate the logistics, and my favorite part, plan the decorations. And when it's all said and done, I can sit back and enjoy the fruits of a wonderfully planned event. But I never stop to think about the plans that God has made for me. In essence, He is the ultimate event planner, arranging what may seem to me like a chance meeting with the right person at the right time, or giving me the right amount of money just in time to pay the bills. His events or plans are always on time, well coordinated, impeccably in style or in line with what I need. A good event planner understands and even anticipates the needs of his customer for the desired event. Is the event designed to make a profit, or is it more important to share an idea without making a profit? Who will attend the event? How long should it last, and where should it be held in order to most effectively meet the need? In planning to prosper us and not to harm us, our God knows and even anticipates our every need. In planning to give us hope and a future, He listens to our desires and our dreams and answers our prayers in accordance with His will. Have you let Him know your needs, your desires, and your dreams? Speak to Him today, and then watch as God reveals His plans for you. Now, this is a devotional, so the questions, which will actually be the same questions every day, are based on three principles that you're going to personalize, practice and proclaim. So under personalize, the question is, what does this verse mean to you? Jeremiah 29:11. Does the accompanying devotional, which is my story, remind you of any situation in your life? Under practice, the question is, what steps can you take today to bring the victorious meaning of this verse into your life? And every day we proclaim, it says, pray this prayer and proclaim victory over your situation. And you will find as you follow along with me that the prayer is different each day for it to correspond with each reading. So let us pray. Dear Lord, you are indeed great. And in your greatness, you are able to see the beginning and the end and have laid out a plan for my life. Help me to seek out the plans that you have for me and the purpose for which you created me. I declare, Lord, that I will trust in your plan even when I don't understand. Amen. I'd like to thank you for listening to the readings of Verses of Victory that will be posted here on my Facebook page, This Is His Song. My name, Sharon, means his song. So if you're wondering where that came from, that's where I got it from. I'm a writer and a songwriter, and I love everything that's creative. So please visit my page often, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Have a wonderful, wonderful Saturday. Thank you.